So two upcoming hearings will set the tone for how House Republicans will oversee federal financial management. Congressman Todd Platts spoke with Federal News Radio in his first interview since being appointed chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Organization Efficiency and Financial Management.
We will begin with a hearing on how to make the financial report of the federal government more useful to both Congress and the administration, as well as more accessible and understandable to the American public, so that American people have a good way of understanding how their money is being used. That will lead into a hearing right with the authors of the report, the Treasury Department with OMB and the Government Accountability Office participating, and allow us to really delve into what are we doing right and what are we doing wrong.
The first hearing is scheduled for February 16th, just next week, the second for March 9th. Congressman Platt says his overriding concern will be ensuring taxpayer money isn't being wasted when it gets to Washington. And he says he expects the report to look closely at internal controls, how agencies ensure that taxpayer money isn't being wasted or paid out improperly. Platt says he wants to work with agencies as allies.
I fully believe that the norm within the federal government is for hardworking, dedicated public employees who want to do right by their fellow citizens. Sometimes the challenge is the size of the bureaucracy makes it cumbersome or harder to do that. They have ideas on how we can strengthen operations of the federal government. We're going to be all ears.
Platt says the subcommittee will look at agency performance as well as financial reports because it all plays into making sure money is spent as efficiently as possible. When Platt last led this committee, his own party held the White House. But Platt says the fact that the current administration is led by Democrats won't change the way his subcommittee operates, largely because of his relationship with the subcommittee's ranking member.
Congressman Ed Towns, he and I worked together for a good number of years. When I was chairman, he was my ranking member. The next term, when he was chairman, I was his ranking member. And Ed and I have a great working relationship. It's not about Republicans, Democrats. It's about good government, a nonpartisan approach. And Ed and I have long had that relationship, really focusing on the work before us, just trying to get good results and not worried about who's getting the credit.
Platt says the work the subcommittee has already done with the Treasury Department is proof of the smooth transition. The internal hearings will lead to follow-on hearings about more focused topics, such as improper payments. Platt says improper payments have grown to almost four times what they were when he was chairman 4 years ago. And he says the estimate then was $35 billion. The most recent estimate, $125 billion. Platt says the apparent growth, well, it's both good and bad news.
I think we're better identifying where improper payments are being made, but we haven't necessarily moved into the next stage, which is to make sure we stop those improper payments. And that goes back to the issue of internal controls and the importance of each agency having in place good systems to safeguard the American people's funds.
Platt said that today's fiscal climate really highlights the need for responsible spending. He says pressure from the American people will add to the urgency that his subcommittee's oversight function and mission fine-tune the government. You can find much more information. It's on our website, federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. And it's going to be interesting to follow both the as they try and measure these things, but also as they, it's an interesting challenge.